Okay. We're going to discuss a question, a subject that I prefer to avoid, but it's here in the safe and we have to deal with it. We're really going to scratch the surface very, very superficially. But let's try and get out of what we can. There's going to be questions, there's going to be discussions. I know, just remember, we're really not plummeting the sugya bichlal, but we'll take away from it what he brings there, what's necessary for our discussion. We're trying to get to understand the sort of yisurim. We've stated, we're not so sure about it, but it says it, that the shreiresh of understanding all of this is Yitzchak's role in the Akedah. To understand that, we said we had to understand something about Avraham Avinu. And to understand that, we need to understand something about Bechira Chofshis, which you understand nothing. To understand that you understand nothing, you've got a chance. If you think you know what it is, you've got no chance. It sounds like a very simple thing to deal with, but it's much of the hardest sugyas, and at the same time, the most fundamental sugya. Oh, we're leaking out. This cup has a hole in it. Baruch. That's his greatness, is that of a hole in it. That's all the shems. He used Bechira to leave the Shia for no reason. That's tov. Reish Chof. The whole beauty of this cup is the fact that it leaks.
No, they'll still probably leak. Leaky cup and a leaky cup. Made in China.
A famous model of the Chofetz Chaim about the leaking bucket. Bechira Amitis. Pirushoi. Okay. Pirusha, explanation, is not defining Bechira Chofshis. We need to do a lot more work before we come to a clear definition of what it is. Again, this is just working definitions, skirting around the subject. The Pirush, his Pirush, of Bechira Chofshis is Pi'uloit Neged Hergesh HaTevi. Again, it's not the definition. It's a working definition at best. It is doing things against your natural inclinations. Kasha Adam reitze lochol, hadchaf ativi shelo mania oto lochel. When a person is hungry, his natural desire pushes him to eat, mobilizes him to eat. Lechein imu manayis atzmoy melochel. Therefore, if he holds back and he doesn't eat, he's making a choice. There's a natural tendency to go in one direction. He moves in another direction. That's called Bechira. No, he doesn't have a choice to eat. Well, okay, we have to deceive, but his natural tendency is to eat. So if he didn't use any Bechira, he would just go and eat. Same as an animal. Animal doesn't have a Bechira not to eat. He's pushed to eat. You never heard an elephant say, you know what? I could lose a few kilos. I'm going to, that tree, leave it alone. I'm going on. I'm not going to eat. No, Dochefu is programmed to eat. Human being also has that, but he's able to override the system. Because that's what I said. It's more complicated. It all pushes. Let's see. When the cow is standing in front of the trough and it's full of hay, he eats. He can't detach himself from that pu'ula. Obviously, we don't really understand what the Eitz Hadas was. We don't understand anything about what happened there. We don't know what Gan Eden is. But Hashem put him in Gan Eden, and he told him not to eat from the Eitz Hadas. He didn't stop him from eating from the Eitz Hadas. He could have put an electrified fence around the Eitz Hadas and said, you know why that's there? Because I don't want you going near it. Don't eat. He didn't stop him from eating. He just revealed to him, that's my desire. My Ratzon Hashem says that you don't eat from the tree. But Yonash Namal Arishon, the Teres Bechir Chofshin, Im Lishmo B'Kol Hashem Olo, Adam Arishon was left with a Bechir. Do I listen to the voice of Hashem? Or not? אדם הראשון ניצל את כוח הבחירה שלו והשתמש בו בכיוון הלא נכון. אדם הראשון used his בחירה in the wrong direction. הוא בכלל לא איך ומעיץ הדס. And once again, we have no idea what he was thinking. It wasn't just a moment of uncontrollable taiva and he sort of like reached out and took it. First of all, Eitz HaDaas is kuli ruchni, it had nothing to do with physical eating. Because everything in the Torah is on your mosh. Aval, what Adam Rishon did and what his cheshbonos were, we'll see. Aval, kunichnam ul oisam areches tivit shalenem, kinechma da eitz lemara, v'kitaiva hu leinem. He got caught up, entangled in that natural system. Again, in Gan Eden, we don't know what you're talking about. Oh, well, whatever it is. The pasuk says, Ki nechmad ha'etz. The ace was chamud. Was what's nechmad? Beautiful, nice. To the sight. And it was a taiva to the eyes. This was something you saw. You all reached out. You wanted it. You couldn't. It was very hard to hold back. He lost all the mishor agavur my mareches asibus v'amisoyvim shel ha'teva elehichnis es atzmoy letek mareches hativis. He didn't go above and avoid this system of cause and effect of nature. He put himself into that system of nature. Lo b'kach ofetz Hashem, so what Hashem wanted. L'chein mikan v'enech nigzar alav liyoyz dovuk leteva. From now on in, he's dovuk to teva. Never was before. He was completely transcended. He was totally, totally, totally transcended. Very little of Adam Arishan had Shaychus to Gashmias, to Teva. Very little. He was living in a world that we daven to today, whatever that means, just to get an idea of. Just we don't understand the Yudkei Vavkei. We don't understand Adam Arishan before the Chet, because he was somehow living in the Yudkei Vavkei, whatever that means. Not to understand, to realize how little we understand. But he put himself in there, and from now on in, you're very dovuk to teva, whatever that means. Hugerish Gan Eden and Leila Tzatzik, but calling on our teva, he gets thrown out of Gan Eden, and now he's got to deal with all the natural worldly events. Darisha, Zria, Katsira, Ubekol Yesam Alofis. If you want to survive now, you have to plow and plant and harvest and all the other things that goes in with trying to survive out of Gan Eden. Okay, that's the whole story in a very quick summary. And as I said, we understand very little. Achigi Avram Avinu, v'gile ki abechira mitis ikri yishelo lasis kekolo ilal ruach, until Avram Avinu came along 20 generations later and revealed that the use of bechira, genuine bechira, the ikri is not to do whatever you want. El adarabah. L'lachem neged kol oisam ritzoynas v'dechafim tivim ha'manim es odom. It's to fight and battle and struggle against all our desires and pushes and compulsions, natural compulsions that mobilize us in a certain direction. Our job is to control that. Shlita. Put the jockey on the horse. Amrav v'nechlat ki yachzi l'kodesh boruch es dugmas adam arishon. Amar Avinu said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you lost Adam HaRishon. I'll give him back to you. Es HaYochid SheBishvilo Nivra HaOilom. What was Adam HaRishon? He was the Yochid, Bishvili Nivra HaOilom. Amar Avinu says, I'll be that Yochid, SheBishvili Nivra HaOilom. B'kach Oime. Ani Eye Zeh She'enatzel Es Koyach HaBechira Bo'ifan HaNachon. I'm going to be the one that's going to use the Koyach HaBechira correctly. I'm going to choose against my natural inclination, tendencies, desires, whatever word you want to use. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, okay, let's see how it goes. Gave him what we call 10 nisoinas. What did he have to do with these 10 nisoinas? Alav litgabe lo rak al dechafim tivim gasim. He didn't have to just overcome some crude, coarse, physical inclinations. Very, very sensitive, very, very deep nisoinus here. If we look at the Akedah properly, you'll see beyond comprehension how how deep and subtle that nisoyin was. We have a desire to live. How strong is that desire to live? Try to kill a cockroach ever? What's its desire to live? And he doesn't have much to live for. He's a cockroach. Our desire to live is massive. And he overcame that and was prepared to throw into the Kivshanesh. He wasn't suicidal. He didn't have some sort of suicidal tendency, so it was easy for him to be thrown to Kivshanesh. Avraham Avinu was fully wanting to live. But if that's what I have to do, that's what I'll do. Wasn't so simple for him to throw Yishmael out of his house. Not so simple at all. He didn't want to do it. The only reason he did it is because Hashem said that to overcome that normal tendency of a love of a father for a child. That to go into Golus, leave his home, his birthplace, which the Gemara tells us is a very hard thing to do. Place where a person come from as Chaim Be'enov. Even though they were Balavar Zorah, but they were still family. Not so posh to just pack up and leave. But Derech Zeh Ola Avraham Avinu Madrega Midarga Ledagam Nisoyin LeNisoyin. As he went higher, the Nisoyin got a little bit more. V'yoseh v'yoseh hu bitl es Ritzoyin b'fnei Rotzon Hashem. Continually mevatling his Rotzon to align himself with the Rotzon Hashem, who shtamash b'kol koyach ha-bechirush riten loy. He used the full power of the bechira that was given him v'ayfen anachon, correctly. He turned himself to something that was able to take himself completely from the Chaymriyos and to be Dovok in a Kosh Baruch Hu, total. Totally transcended, and at the same time, he's the one that taught us. He's the one that taught us the whole Chiddush. No one else got this. It's all about the maisim you do. It's all about what you do down south. The goal is not to live up there. That was Shem Va'eva's yeshiva. There you don't sleep at night. Because there you transcend. Then you have out-of-body experiences. We spoke about that once before. Why Yaakov needed to go learn by Shem Va'eva. What did he need? What were they learning in yeshiva Shem Va'eva? That's the Torah of the Malachim. Avraham Avinu's chiddush was, you've got to put your feet on the ground and you've got to make it down. Yeah. Avraham Avinu wasn't the Chaddish that there's a God. We knew that long before Avraham Avinu came into the world. When Noah met Avraham, Noah knew there was a God. It's not that he mentioned that fact to Avraham. It wasn't something that Avraham invented and brought into the world. He might have publicized it later, for sure. He might have discovered it himself, but it wasn't something that he was Mechaddish. Adam knew about it, and Adam taught Noah about it, and Noah taught Shem Va'eva, and Avraham learned by Shem Va'eva as well. And then Noah Chiddish. You know what his finish was? Mitzvah. And Rav Ruba Mitzvah you do with your goof. That was Avram's finish. So this Avram who understands that, he's able to manatek from the Choymrius Lagamre and still be very involved in the Choymrius. He was running a very successful hotel. What were they doing there? Out-of-body experiences? No, you got to aim Shem Va'eva if you want one of those. Today you'll find the remnants of Shem Va'eva Mastoma in the mountains in Tibet, in Dar es Salaam, or those kind of places. That's where you'll find the remnants of Shem Va'eva's yeshiva. We don't have too much left of Shem Va'eva's Torahs, no? Avram taught the entire Torah he learned at Shem Va'eva to Yosef. In his Svarim Ya Kedusha Shem Va'eva, Tshuva's Shem Va'eva, Halucha Shem Va'eva, Pirushim on Shem, not a word. We have one halacha from Shem Va'eva, Chumash. Yeah, when Rivka went to Shem to ask him about the twins, and he told her what he told him. That's the only Torah we have left from Shem Va'eva. Because that's not our Torah, it's not Shaykh to us. Our Torah is the take a cow and make tefillin. Interesting. Huh? You make tefillin from a dead cow. The same as our Sefer Torah is largely made from a dead cow. Interesting. But not, anyway, something to think about while you're learning Zohar this afternoon. The That was Amar Avinu's first mission that he took upon himself, was to give HaKadosh Baruch Hu back that yochid. That's our mission as well, as we saw in the first chelok of the Sefer, which was all about Avram Avinu. The whole first chelok of the Sefer, we were learning about how to be like Avram Avinu. So that was the first tafkid. A tafkid Hashem should not love Avinu al atzmai, ala takin oilam b'mal su shakai. The second tafkid he took upon himself was to fix up the whole world. The second oilam. The hainu, what does that mean? To give everybody back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. First, I give myself back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and then I make sure that everybody else comes along with me. Not to Eshel, he planted a tree. Achil, that's what Eshel is. Eshel stands for you give somebody food, drink, and you escort him out. You escort him on his way. When he finished, you see him out. What's the most important of those three things? While I enjoy my coffee, thank you. Here, yeah. The Rambam says the Levoya. God comes to your house at night and he's starving, thirsty, exhausted. Then you give him a bed, and you give him food, and you give him drink. And the next morning, you wave goodbye from the door. Yeah? Terrible, terrible. The Rambam says, the most important part of the mitzvah you didn't do. Now imagine the guy comes, and he's hungry and thirsty and exhausted. And you don't give him a bed or food and drink, but you walk him out. You see him out at the end of the... What would he prefer? Food and drink or the levoya? And yet we know from the Vilna Goyim that if you do achila and shtia, and you don't do Levoya, what have you got left? You have the word in front of you. You're left with Aish. Many stories, I know, a personal story, a very close friend of mine, it happened to me. His house burned down because of that. Not his house. His entire business and Panosa, Rahman, it looks like, burned down because of that lack of the Lamed. Now, that doesn't make sense. Because you did the Achille and the Shtia. Why are you getting punished with the Achille and Shtia that you did? That's a problem, no? You did the Achille Vashir, you didn't do the Levoy. So you should get punished with a Lamed, not with a H. That makes sense to you? The Vilna Goyim says this. There was a famous Maisa in Vilna that there was a big Balach Nosos Orchid, major Jackie Levison type enterprise in Vilna. Jackie Levison in London had a, you must know, I knew him, had a house in London that was open 24/7. Always fully equipped with food, beds, shtia, everything you could ever want. And whoever needed a place would pop in and move in, and you didn't have to sign in. There was nothing to book. You went in and you stayed there for as long as you wanted. No one would kick you out. In fact, there was a yid, he said he was once sitting there. He'd been there for like 3 weeks. Famous Mason. He was sitting there in Jackie Levison's house for 3 weeks. And he was sitting talking to another yid that was also there. He said, you know, I feel terrible. I've been here for 3 weeks. I don't pay anything, whatever. It's like, it's really not so easy for me. So this other, he said, hey, what are you worrying about? I've been here for years. That was Jackie Levison, yeah. that was the boss. Simcha Wasserman said he heard about this. He went to London. He wanted to see what it looked like, because that's how Shem runs his world. Shem said, Jackie Levison can't be there 24 hours a day, so what does he do when he has to go away? Rip Simcha asked this question. He has a fridge, and he makes sure that the fridge is fully stocked, so that when people come, there's always food. If he's not there to give them food, there's always food. Yeah, so there was a guy like that whose house burned down. The builder. That's shocking news. He was using all his possessions and all his property for Kulu Chesed. He used to work to make a living, and every penny made was going to helping people. And then his house burned down. They came to the goyim to ask him what happened. He said this. It's a money that commits me, he does, but he's not there to escort people out. He can't be there 24 hours a day escorting people out. Don't ask me questions about how Jackie ever said that. I don't know, shouldn't I be lawyer there, yeah? Not all or nothing. Jackie Levison's house never burned down. The place is, I don't know. But the kasha is, it doesn't make sense. You did the Achille and the Shtia. You didn't do the Levoya. Why are you getting punished with what you did do? No, you're the kasha.
Yeah.
It's a powerful kasha. And together with the Rambam telling us that the Levoy is the most important part of the Chilevishtia, I don't get it. If I'm hungry and thirsty, you can stay at home. I know my way out. I know how to get out. I know the way. It's very nice if you do it, I'll survive without it. Okay? What to think about? Good.
The answer is...
The answer is, what do I get from your escorting me? When you give me a chile v'shti, I'm lacking something, correct? And you fill my need. You fill my need. It's a very nice thing. Thank you very much. I feel a bit like a member because I'm needy and you're filling my need. I have to take charity from you. So I feel a bit like a member. But do I need your escort? What do I need your escort for? What are you providing me with?
Reinstating
is covered. Brilliant.
Giving covenant
shmira. I'm giving. I know about shmira. I don't want to get into the shmira. What shmira am I giving?
The
more answer, you protect him. Yeah. Okay. But besides that, I'm not talking about esoteric. I'm just talking simple. When you give somebody a chilev shtir, that's a nice thing to do. That's chesed. He has a need. You fulfill his need. Yeah. But what's it about? It's not about him. It's not about his covered. When you escort somebody out, you're honoring him. That reveals that the chilev shtir you gave was also an aspect of honoring him. You weren't just giving him something. Oh, you don't have food and I have food, so I'll give you food. It was about giving him covered. It was about recognizing who he is. And that's why it's a gilu on the chile and shtila as well. When you don't escort somebody out, yeah, I gave you food. No, thank you very much. It's not about him.
Huh?
You're going to chesed. Thank you. You'll get reward for your chesed because it wasn't the chesed that Akash Bokha asked you to do. Hashem doesn't need you. Hashem doesn't need you to feed people. Hashem needs you to give cover to people, to treat people with respect and cover. That's what you're being asked to do. There's two ways of giving a person food. You give people food because you feel bad for them. You feel sorry for them. It could even be because of your own inner feelings of why you're doing chesed. You can't stand to see him suffer. You might even feel like a big deal because you did it. You may even do it altruistically. But it's never about him. It's about me fulfilling his need. I don't need you to fulfill people's needs, Hashem says. I need you to treat him with dignity and respect. How do you show that? Because you walk him out. You escort him out because he doesn't need that. It doesn't add anything to him. It doesn't give him anything. You showing him covered. That's Magala, that the Chil and Shtir was also. When you don't escort him out, it shows because, sorry, the Chil and the Shtir. The Chil and the Shtir can't stand on his own 2 feet. Anyway, I don't want to go into this now because it's a long subject and any law, but that's the Ken Lachochem a little bit. And you'll go build it and understand it. Eov as well. Hashem says to Eov. Eov also had one of these open house things. And not only that, Eov... The Midrash says, Eov would sit down with a guy and say, okay, what are you used to eating? Fine flour? Give him fine flour. Meat? Give him meat. Give him wine? He's used to drinking fine wine? Give him fine wine. Whatever he wanted, he gave him. There was an Avram Avinu. Avram Avinu shechted how many cows for his 3 visitors? Now, he didn't know they were malachim. He thought they were people. But he treated them like malachim, even though he thought they were low-life Arabs. Why did he shecht 3 cows? I can get enough tongue for 3 people out of 1 cow. Plenty. Leftovers after everyone had seconds. Good cow. The big part, I'll give everybody the best part. Each I'll shecht 1 cow and I'll give Maybe, but that's not what it's about. I shecht 3 cows to show each one of you is choshuv. Each one of you is choshuv. Maybe touching what you're saying, because I want each one to get the best. Everyone would have been more than satisfied. By the way, there's other parts of the cow that are also very, very tasty. What do everybody likes? Tongue. There's a lot of, you know, spare ribs. You know, there's a lot of good stuff out there. No, it's not about the food I'm giving you. It's about the covered I'm giving you. That's how Avram Avinu does this. Avram, the Midrash says, as opposed to Eov, because Hashem says to Eov, you haven't got up to half of Avram Avinu's levels of chesed. Why? Because Avram would say, what do you normally eat? The guy would say, no, I normally eat vegetables. Yeah, you got to try meat. You never find wine? yeah, this vintage, oh, you've never tasted a wine like this before. You gave people whatever they were used to having, whatever they needed according to the level. That's the halacha you have to do. God's used to eating, drinking fine wines, you're getting fine wines. Avraham Avinu says, you're used to drinking, you know, cheap wine. You're crazy. Yeah, have some expensive wine. Why? Because he's honoring the person. He's showing the person how choshuv he is. That's what Achnosos Ochim is all about, says the Rambam. The Levoy is the most important part. No, it's not because Hashem can't do that. Hashem can do the third one as well. But that's what Hashem wants you to do something that he doesn't need. Because you're honoring him. It's about not you fulfilling his need. It's about you treating people with dignity. There's much more. You see it in the psukim. Mamash, it's in the psukim. It's fantastic. But anyway, it's not our subject then. Just while the eshel was in front of us, we just put it down. Hiknis orchim velimedes ha'oivim v'shtovim ki yesh Hashem echad shu koyin ha'shamayim v'aret. He had a hostel, this eshel, and people would come in there, and then he would teach them about Hashem. Multitudes to Hashem. As Chazal tell us, he was Magai the man, Sarah was Magai the woman. Today we don't do it exactly like that anymore, which is also a problem, but that's not a subject either. Today you have Avram Magaiing the Sarahs and Sarahs Magaiing the men. It's a bunch of tumult and it's all like that. Lo bidyuk kol kach, the way it's supposed to be. Anyway, that's not our subject. So these two tafkidim. The first tafkid is to give yourself back to Hashem. Let's call that relationship, if you want, for lack of a better title. And the second one is performance, to masakin the world, to go out there and rectify the world. The world that you came into looked a certain way. When you leave, it should look different. Because you did something that no one else could have done. He picked up this aspect of aloneness, oneness, yechidi. And those two tafkidim, Avraham Avinu, inherited to his children after him. Yitzchak b'nei Yaakov ben b'nei. Yitzchak Avinu gila b'kol mitzyoisa v'inyoneis ha-dveikas ha-muchletis b'ashemis parach. Who was more dovuk, total disconnection from this world, and totally dovuk in Hashem? That was Yitzhak. That's Ben Adam Lamakum. Avram was Ben Adam La'atzmoy, Avram. Yitzhak is Ben Adam Lamakum, and we'll see Yaakov is Ben Adam L'chavero. That's Chelek base of the Sefer, which is dealing with the base of Yehudi. Ben Adam L'chavero. Heisiz Udvekas L'lo Regal Shel Esech Adas. Kulo Aya Oyle Klil L'Hashem. He was an Oyle L'Hashem. He had nothing to do. After he came down from the Akedah, nothing to do in this world at all. He didn't even daven for children because there was just too much in this world to daven for children. He totally involved in avodas Hashem. Yaakov managed to find four wives on his own. His mother Yitzhak couldn't even find one on his own. You need Eliezer to go find him a wife. He didn't realize that the lawyer has some shaykhs to that. He only davened for children when his wife pointed out to him, you know, we don't have children. Well, oh, wow, I didn't notice. What do you think? Yitzhak didn't know they had to build Klal Yisrael? Okay, let's continue tomorrow.
I don't know.